This is Annie Prince.
And this is Bruce Wilson.
With this month's edition of Living Green in the Lehigh Valley.
Our guest today is Lindsay Parks, the executive director of The Seed Farm, a nonprofit organization located in Emmaus that provides training to new farmers and offers an agricultural incubator for launching new farm businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about The Seed Farm and why there's a need for new farmers?
Well, as you and your listeners probably know, the Lehigh Valley has a rich agricultural heritage. A few generations ago, families could support themselves with the crops that they grew on their own farms. But our rapidly growing population in this area, paired with an aging generation of farmers, are threatening our remaining farmland and challenging our region's food security. So Lehigh County initiated the Seed Farm as a way to launch new farmers and keep preserved farmland in production. We're located on a 42-acre piece of county-owned land on the outskirts of Emmaus, and we're now in our fifth training season, which means that we're still pretty young, but already 9 of our graduates are farming in the Lehigh Valley.
Why would a new farmer go to the Seed Farm for training instead of, say, getting a job working on a farm?
What we do at the Seed Farm is very different from a typical experience working on a farm. We provide 9 months of intensive training in behind-the-scenes details that farm employees typically don't see in areas such as production planning, marketing, and business planning. Another thing that's unique about the Seed Farm's program is that our apprentices have decision-making responsibility from seed to harvest to market. And we also place emphasis on equipment training. So they're receiving approximately 50 hours of training in tractor safety, use, and maintenance. We also provide access to land, equipment, and infrastructure for our graduates, making it more affordable and less risky to start a farm. Our farm stewards continue to receive mentoring from our farm manager and can build up experience and a client base in their first few years of farm ownership.
How does the Seed Farm tie into the local food movement?
Well, organizations like the Seed Farm are springing up all over the country, partly in response to young people's desire to get back to the land and get their hands in the dirt, and partly in response to the growing demand for local food. Our graduates are fortunate to be launching businesses in an area that's supportive of local farmers. They sell via the community-supported agriculture model, as well as through wholesale channels and at farmers markets. And we're also working with partners such as Buy Fresh, Buy Local to develop new markets for local farmers, such as institutional wholesale accounts. It's inspiring to see the innovative ways that our graduates are using their training to grow the local food economy. One started Switchback Pizza Company, which is a mobile pizza kitchen, and another one is managing the Lafayette College Community Garden and Farm and is working to close the food loop on that campus.
Could you tell us more about your event coming up on July 26th?
The Farm Credit Farm Ride and Run is an annual fundraising event now in its 6th year. We're still accepting registrations, but we recommend registering early because we're limiting participation to 300 this year, and you can visit our website to register. The event is family-friendly, kids participate for free, and we offer 10, 20, or 40-mile bicycling courses through farm country, as well as a 5K fun run and walk around the Seed Farm fields. And after the event, we'll have a celebration at the farm with lunch, local beer and ice cream, a raffle, and a farmer's market. In addition, our gates are always open to the public, and we have a number of other events throughout the year. We're hosting an equipment demonstration field day for farmers and gardeners on August 6th, and our farm-to-table dinner and auction is on October 4th.
And what is the website?
Our website is theseedfarm.org.